ओम शांति। आर यू हैप्पी इन योर लाइफ? हैप्पी विद एंथुजियाज्म, करेज, बोल्डनेस, पावर? यस यस यस। सो वी ऑल आर बाबाज इंस्ट्रूमेंट चिल्ड्रन, ऑल, नॉट ओनली दोज हु आर इन सेंटर, ऑल। Truly speaking, one thing is coming in my mind, just now it came up. Baba is doing everything. He is the doer. Sometime, because now I am going in many centers for conducting Yoga Bhatti, so what do I observe there? One wonderful thing, in a center, the instrument, sister, teacher is very innocent, not highly educated, very simple. But students are VIPs, many, many good souls are coming to her, and they are very nicely influenced by her. On another center, there are some sisters, highly educated, we can call them hi-fi, giving many courses, positive thinking, SML, this and that, but hardly students are coming there. So I used to say, it's true that everything is being done from there. Here on the earth, we are only dancing. Or we are saying, I am doing this, I do this, I will do this, I did this. But in fact, Baba is doing everything. We have to understand it. On very deep level. Second thing, that with us, Baba's powers are working all the time. Baba's powers are working. We must believe it, and then we should avoid the feeling of I-ness, ego, subtle ego. The subtle ego is the biggest hindrance on the way of success in service. It's ego which is creating all obstacles, codes, seed for every negative thing. So instrument souls must be broad-minded, open heart, very content, very good yogi, very natural, pure, very happy, world benefactor, free from selfish motivation, always bestower, donor. We have heard many times in Baba's Murlis, your purity and yoga power attracts all souls. Two things, purity and yoga power. These two things are the main attraction, or we can say, when these two things are combined together, it is called spirituality. It becomes spiritual power. So our service, expansion of service, success of service, depends upon spiritual power, power of spirit. So an instrument soul, but I say nowadays to our teachers in India, that if you want to become a successful teacher, if you want one thing, Baba is giving challenge. In last Vyaktmurli on 18th, Baba also gave that challenge, that Baba wants to see a center, one center, obstacle free. So Baba wants to see a sample of such a place which is always obstacle free. So I used to say, if you want to make your center free from all obstacles, your yoga chart must be at least 4 hours a day. Without such good yoga, we cannot maintain many things in our center. We cannot create attractive atmosphere, attractive vibration in our centers, in our place, or in our home. You know, here in Madhuban, vibrations, how are the vibrations in Madhuban? Easy is not the word for vibrations, powerful and very pure. People used to say, we did not know actually. I came to listen many years before that from Baba's hut, 2 towers of peace, this belt, you can say of 12 feet, this belt has got most powerful vibrations on the earth, anywhere on the earth. We cannot find, we cannot experience such powerful vibrations because Brahma Baba used to walk here. He used to play in Tower of Peace. There was courtyard, tennis courtyard. And Baba's room, where Baba did intense meditation, Baba's hut, intense meditation. I remember one experience. This meditation hall was not built up here. This was garden and grapes, green. I was here in June 68, last year of Brahma Baba on the earth, the greatest yogi on the earth, a great tapasvi on the earth. He was sitting in his hut and we were there in courtyard, we, our party, our group. And as soon as we saw towards Baba's hut, we had experience deep silence, the vibrations of deep. Deep word is not proper, something more deep. Such attractive, soothing, cooling vibrations we could feel. Baba was sitting there. Great tapasvi, Brahma. In Indian mythology, Brahma is known as a great tapasvi. It has been mentioned in our mythology. Whenever a person went to Brahmaloka to meet Brahma, as soon as he reached there, he found that Brahma was sitting in tapasya. Always in tapasya, constant tapasya. So, we can create such vibrations in our home, in our soap, in our office, in our center, wherever we stay, wherever we sleep, we can create such vibrations. Those vibrations becomes the main instrument for Baba's service. And I would say to you, you live in your own family, you can make your home as a great holy place. In Hindi, word is most beautiful, Tirth. Tirth great holy place. Holy place. Tirth. A beautiful temple. What will happen in future? What is going to happen in near future on this earth? Because of heavy destruction, everyone will suffer one thing, mental effect, sleeplessness, effect of bodiless souls. Baba has mentioned these three things. Effect of bodiless souls, mental tension, and no sleep. So we have to create such vibrations at our place, in your home, that if a tense person, enter your home, comes to your place, sit down there for 5 minutes, he must get relaxed, free from tension. So our powerful vibrations of a place will release their tension, will make them happy and peaceful, cool, content. This must be main job of an instrument soul. This is how we can do Baba's very good service. Baba will be pleased to us. He wants such thing from his children, that let us create such good vibrations. So our vibrations depends upon our purity, upon our self-respect, upon our good yoga, upon our attitudes. Four things mainly. Purity, yoga, our attitudes, our own stage. So just prepare yourself to make Baba's example. Baba wants to make a center obstacle free, a house, a home obstacle free, or we can say, if we are obstacle free, our center will also become obstacle free. If there are many obstacles in our life, in our mind, our place can never become free from obstacles. So very important thing that we have to learn, how to make self free from all obstacles. And very important thing, which I would say to you, obstacles are not important. Important is our attitude. To a certain thing, we believe it's a big obstacle. But we can also experience it's nothing. Am I okay? Attitudes. Attitudes are important for our life. We can have such attitude towards certain problem, certain obstacle, that this obstacle will empower me. This obstacle will open the gate of success for my whole life. This obstacle will open the blockage from my intellect, from my brain. This obstacle will become a blessing for me. We can make such attitudes. And we can also think like this, the day since I become Baba's child, obstacles are coming every day. I am not happy. Baba is not helping with me. What is this life? Before becoming a Brahmin, I was fine. Many used to say like this. So second thing, suppose you take admission in the university for higher education, and they say that for 10 years you have to continue with study but no examination. Would you like it? No paper, no examination. Only study. You will say, then what is the use of 10 years study? We have to pass examinations, we will get a degree. This degree will be useful for our Lokik job. Then, so, God has come to teach us. We are sitting in godly university, a wonderful supreme university. God Himself is guiding us. So we must get ready to appear through exam. Not like this, no paper, no. Baba, I want relaxed life, happy life. So please say to the papers, test, oh, don't come to me. He will say, no, I have to make you powerful. So I will ask Maya, go to them. Baba used to say in Sakar. And we used to think like this. I share one of experience when Baba was here. So Baba used to give this example. In India, jugs in which we fill water. Jar. So, at that time, their price was 25 paisa, 1.4 rupees. So when we used to go in market to purchase a jar, we used to do like this. It's okay? It's okay? Then, matka. Then we used to think, now it's okay. Then we would buy that. So Baba used to say, you buy a small thing and just hit it like this and check it nicely and I will give you world sovereignty. Would I not check you? That are you enough powerful or not? If you are not powerful and you sit on the throne, suppose Baba gives you throne in golden age, you sit on the throne and you are not powerful enough, a powerful king will come and will ask you, please get down, it's my seat. You are not capable to this throne. So he wants to make us most powerful soul so that we can give challenge to Maya. We can sit on the throne, deity's throne, golden age throne. Powerful we have to become. He wants to make us powerful. Therefore, change your attitude towards obstacles. Make them your friends. Believe it from this time that all obstacles, all problems are my good friends. They will empower me. They will enable me to do everything. They will make me worthy. They will take me close to Baba. Baba will be proud of me if I cross them. I will get new experience. So, we have to become example instrument of Baba. I would remind you, Baba was speaking in many murlis, you have to find the inheritors to whom Baba can give full inheritance. And he defined who is the perfect inheritor, one who follows whatever Baba says. Immediately he does. Baba said, I have to do. Not like this, Baba said, I cannot do. One good experience of this time when Baba asked us to do 10 minutes drill. Do you remember? Nirakari, incorporeal and angelic for 10 minutes and 12 times. As soon as many Brahmins heard it, you can say million Brahmin heard it, many of them if I am not wrong, 99% out of them immediately decided it's impossible. Only 1% or 0.1% would have thought, I will do or I will try. Many otherwise thought, impossible. So we have to change our psychology. We have to change our mind. Baba knows that we are very busy. He knows Maya is always with us. He knows tension, problem, so many things are here in our life. Still he is asking us to do this because he knows this is the solution of all problems. I remind you one very powerful point from Bawaj Murli. You can make it a base for your spiritual enjoyment, for enjoying your laukik life, your laukik work, your job, problems, everything. Baba said, the children who become detached observer, you know detached observer? Sakshi, who observe this drama like a game. The children who become detached observer, they can complete the work of 1 month within 1 hour. Did you follow? Work of 1 month can be done in 1 hour. How and why? Now, think very deeply. How and why? Baba, both Baba, they do their work of 1 month in 1 second. And he asked us, he inspired us, you can finish your work of 1 month within 1 hour. So we understand one important thing by this, that everything depends upon power of thought. Power of thought. Our efficiency can become double, triple, 10 times if our thoughts are minimum. If we minimize our thoughts, our mind's energy, our thoughts' energy will become maximum. And this thought's energy will empower our brain. We will become very efficient. Our efficiency, our capability will become multiplied. So, if we practice spiritual drills, if not for 10 minutes each time, one minute each time, so we will be gaining spiritual energy, mind's energy, and our life will become very easy, very easy. All problems will finish. All problems of life will finish. I would say you in brief, very important thing for everyone to know, what Baba is mentioning in every Murli normally, in every Murli, even in today's blessing, Master Almighty. Do you remember? Master Almighty. In Avyakt Murli of 18th January, he mentioned 2 practices. I am the soul, master of the body, I am the doer, I am getting done everything through my hands, sense organs. You should do this practice. And second thing, practice of Master Almighty. Let us talk on these 2 things. Very important thing. I had heard one very good thing in the month of June 2009. Baba gave one very good message in Bhatti. There were teachers bhakti, senior brothers bhakti. For these two bhaktis, Baba gave one message. Two things were very good, very useful, very significant for all Brahmins. Give sakas while working, moving, talking. Means keep giving sakas when you are in work. This was one thing. And Baba told the method how. Simple method was, remind yourself that I am Master Almighty. And then see, visualize, that from my forehead, from my both eyes, vibrations of might are just going to the world. Simple method. So Baba mentioned, you must do this practice in your work. Three benefits you will experience. Three benefits. The speed of your efforts will become fast. You will become fast effort maker automatically. Secondly, your service, speed of service, success in service will also become fast. Thirdly, your life will become obstacle free. You need not to fight against obstacles. They will leave you. Because you will become busy in giving. All the time giving, giving, giving. Wonderful practice, wonderful awareness that I have to give all the time. If you sit in your office, say 10 or 20 human beings are working with you, and you start your work by giving such vibrations to them all for a minute, they will become your friend. Such practice of a minute will create such good vibrations in your office that everyone's work will become easy. Everyone will experience that he or she is tension-free, obstacle-free. Work is going on very smoothly. If you do it 5 times a day in your laukik work, everything will become easy. 1 minute per time. Second thing which Baba had mentioned, which appealed me very much. Two practices. One, you are self-sovereign, king of self, master of self. This stage. And you are Master Almighty, this stage. With the help of these two stages only, you can bring benefit to the world. You can become world benefactor. I liked it very much. Since that day, I realized the significance of this great stage of self-sovereign. I am the king. So Baba was mentioning, a king is king forever. It's not so that if he is in home, he is not king there. He is king there. If he is with his family, he is king there. You are king all the time. So believe that I am a king sitting on the throne. I am powerful means I am Master Almighty. I am the master of my mind and intellect and all sanskaras. I am the master of all sense organs, master of this body. If we practice it, what will happen? A great thing. We will become the master of entire nature. This entire nature in the world, we will become master of it. And then what will happen? At the time of destruction, because nature will cause maximum destruction on the earth. So we would be able to control nature. I got this intuition before listening these messages that many times during destruction we all will experience that nature has become so much angry that it will destroy everything, everything. Nothing will be left behind. At that time, we will just ask nature, silent now. Be peaceful. Stop. And nature will obey us, will follow us. So in order to achieve such higher feeling, such higher state, command on the nature, we have to bring command on self. So self-sovereign and Master Almighty. These two things are very important for everyone in order to enjoy this spiritual life. If you forget everything, just do these two practice very intensively. And you can achieve everything in your this Brahmin life. How to practice? What I do, I share with you. We have to visualize ourselves. Important thing in yoga practice for getting good experience is visualization. And you know, visualization is done through intellect. Intellect is our third eye of wisdom. It's intellect. And if we want to visualize a thing clearly, we should cleanse our intellect, clean it, no rubbish. You can keep in your mind, if not many things, two, three things. No hate for anyone. No hatred. No jealousy. No revenge. Just three things will be very useful for cleansing the intellect. No hate. No jealousy. No revenge. No revenge means no anger for anyone. No revenge. So it's a great wisdom of a Brahmin soul. You can ask this question yourself. Who is a wise Brahmin soul? To whom you will call a wise Brahmin? Who is wise Brahmin? Who is wise Brahmin? One who can silent his mind, quiet his mind, because so many thoughts, we don't know how many, thousands and thousands of thoughts, millions of thoughts are coming up in our mind. We have to slow down their speed. We have to use knowledge, specifically knowledge of drama, and stop them. Don't allow them to become your king. We are king. They are not king. We are the master. They are not the master. Give training to yourself this way. And then we have to visualize, I am a soul. Very powerful soul. I give you an example, how powerful I am. You know, a bulb of 0 watt, we keep in our bedroom for night, 15 watts bulb, 25 watt, 40, 60, 100, 1000. We souls, me soul, now talk to yourself, I am a soul, like a bulb of thousands of watt, which is giving light to entire world. Not a small bulb, which is not giving light even to our own body. A very powerful bulb, fragrant bulb, fragrance of purity is there in this bulb. We are such powerful, shining, fragrant souls. Visualize yourself here and give the thought that I am the master of this body. Oh mind, I am your master. Talk to your mind. Oh mind, I am your king. You have to follow me. You cannot go here and there without my command. Be with me. Become my friend. This visualization. And after visualizing self in such a beautiful form, just give vibrations to your whole body, to your sense organs. This is also very, very important thing to be practiced. I learnt it from one line in Sakar Murli. Okay. I am Master Almighty, King. So Shiva Baba is speaking once in Murli. As soon as I came down in his body, I gave my vibrations to his sense organs and made them pure. It was a good thing to know. I used to think before that Brahma Baba was also a human being. How did he become so pure quickly? And I used to believe that as soon as Shiva Baba gave him name Brahma, that you are the father of this human tree, so he became the father of everyone, so all are his children, therefore he became pure. His drashti, his attitudes changed. But when I heard this in Baba's Murli, I came to know this fact. Shiva Baba entered for the first time in his body, sat here, and gave his pure vibrations to his body and cooled down everything. Likewise, we must do this practice. I am a pure soul sitting here. Supremely pure soul. Give this thought to yourself. We know we are not supremely pure so far, but originally we are supremely pure. So give this thought to yourself, I am supremely pure soul. And feel that white rays of purity are spreading in my whole body and making all sense organs pure. Let us do this practice for a minute now. Visualize yourself a shining star in forehead. Just visualize. Keep visualizing. I am supremely pure soul. Pure vibrations in white color from me are spreading in whole body. Visualize that my body became full of white pure vibrations. Om Shanti. It will help us to purify the self, to cool down all sense organs. So as psychologists believe, as you think, so shall you become. I want to change one word, not as you think, as you believe. so shall you become. Belief in self. Belief is important. Faith, belief, confidence, three words, quite similar, but little difference. Belief in self. So if, now talk to yourself, if I believe I am a great soul, I will become great. Check yourself inside. When we think, Baba always says, you are great soul. This is your self-respect. You are not ordinary human beings. You are great souls in this world. We listen it. Now, check yourself on subtle level. What our inner conscience reflect or react? I am a great soul. Sometime, inner conscience react. No, you are not great. Is it right? Many come to me. Two young people came to me on 19th January after listening this Murali on Almighty Authority. They asked me, they were in higher study, they asked me, as soon as we think, we are Master Almighty, from inside, a voice comes, no, you are not Master Almighty. How to accept it? How to bring balance between both things? So just churn this deeply. Who says that you are great? God Himself is saying. We are not saying we are great. Otherwise it would become our ego. God is saying, sweet children, you are not ordinary ones, you are great souls in this world. So just accept it. Give such training to yourself. I have to accept what God says to me. He says, you are Master Almighty. I remember one thing. In 1982, for the first time in Avyakt Murali, I heard one thing. Baba was speaking in this hall. You think that you have to become perfectly pure. But don't think like this. Believe that you are supremely pure soul. Believe it. Baba mentioned these words. Believe. You are supremely pure soul. Since that day, I practiced it and got wonderful result of it. Now I know it. What do I know? You must also know. A thing, a thought in which we believe fully, we accept fully, our subconscious mind accepts it. And our subconscious mind is most powerful. It will make us the same. It will make us according to our thoughts. You must know one thing. Power resides in mind. Wisdom resides in intellect. To mind, we can divide into two parts. Conscious mind, subconscious mind. 10% power resides in conscious mind, 90% in subconscious mind. Now we Brahmins are more powerful than non-Brahmins. So the power of our subconscious mind is very great. Our subconscious mind accepts the thought or vision when our conscious mind is silent. And in the morning our conscious mind is silent. Therefore, we must all know one thing. Our very first thought, very first, when we wake up in the morning, it influences very much, the most, maximum. So if you want to bring a big change into your life, bring a change into your first thought. I give you some example. Suppose you are doing your best, but you are not getting success in your laukik or alaukik things, service or job or anything. You want success. Every day Baba is saying, children, Baba has blessed you that success is your birthright, but we are not experiencing that. So what we should do, when we get up in the morning, carefully feel that Baba is blessing me, child, success is your birthright. Now, let this thought enter your subconscious mind, success is my birthright, success is my birthright. Repeat it 7 times. It will go deeply to your subconscious mind. And from that day, your unsuccess will change into success. For 7 days you can continue it, for 7 days, in order to destroy that unsuccessful waves completely, finally. Second example, suppose you are suffering from many obstacles in your life. You tried your best, but no result. You surrendered them to Baba, but no effect. How many times we see it? Baba says, give up everything to me. We keep giving, but it come back to us. We keep giving, it come back to us. So, you can use the power of subconscious mind in the morning. When you open your eyes, just remember Baba and remind to yourself, my life has become free from all obstacles. I am obstacle free. I am obstacle free. You can repeat it 7 times for 7 days. Third example. With very good self-respect, Baba gives us. You are victorious, Jewel. And same thing happens. We say, no. God says, you are victorious. We say, no. Now we have to do like this in the morning. When we open our eyes, just remember, I am victorious, Jewel. I am conqueror of Maya. I am more powerful than Maya. I am victorious over Maya. I am victorious. And you will experience, you are getting victory over Maya easily, over anger or sexual feelings or greed or ego automatically. So what happens? Power is there in subconscious mind, but they are in dormant form. As soon as we remind ourselves, oh, we are victorious, so that power will be awakened. So these are the thoughts to awaken our powers. And this way, we can use all of our power. Suppose, 2 good examples, you are lacking tolerance power, or you are lacking decision-making power. These are the problems in many cases, sometime. So just in the morning, remind yourself, I am Master Almighty. I am the master of all powers. I have got complete tolerance power. I got complete decision-making power. I am the goddess of tolerance. I am the god of tolerance. Goddess of tolerance. And tolerance power will be activated. It will work with you. You will experience it became easy to tolerate everything in life. This is how you can use your subconscious mind power. Now, Master Almighty. So I was saying, what we believe, we will become the same. So we must believe, I am the king of my mind. This one thought is enough. I am the king of my mind. Mind is not my king. I am the king of my mind. So we will become king. Give this feeling again and again to yourself. I am the king of my mind. I am the king of this body. We know we are the king. Soul is the master of body. Without soul, body is nothing. Soul's power is spreading in whole body, therefore we are alive. So I am the king. I am Master Almighty. How can we believe it? Very important thing, Baba also mentioned in this Murli of 18th January. Baba has gifted you with all powers. On your Alaukik birthday, Baba gave you gift of all powers. So just understand this, that when we became Baba's children, Almighty Baba has given us all of His powers. So all powers of God are here with me. I am the embodiment of all powers of Baba. Therefore, I am Master Almighty. So God has given me all of His powers. They are with me, but we can awaken them with this consciousness that I am Master Almighty. If we don't practice it, powers will be there within us, but they will remain in dormant form, in sleeping form, inactive form. If you want to activate them, remind yourself again and again, I am Master Almighty. The power of Almighty are here with me. Again and again remind yourself. It will give you miraculous experience. So far, in my experience, in experiments, I give these two thoughts to everyone. Those who come to me with a problem, for some problems, one thought, I am a great soul. It will solve many psychological problems, psychiatric problems, problem of the brain, mental disease. It can solve all problems. Wonderful, wonderful experience I got with many Brahmin patient children. One thing is coming in my mind. Just I was coming from Shantivan now. So one brother gave me a ring that I am very much depressed. I asked, why? I am missing my Amrit Vela and Murli. Therefore I am very much depressed. So I said, it's your spiritual depression. We have to learn one thing. Our happiness is in our own hands. Keep them in your own hand. Happiness. If you miss a thing, don't lose your happiness. Suppose today you wanted to wake up at 3 o'clock, but you woke up at 4 o'clock. This is the case with many Brahmins. They decided at night, tomorrow morning, they will wake up at 3. And they became little late. They woke up at 4. Immediately depressed. Oh, not good. So is it good or not? It's not good. 4 hours is good time. Baba is waiting for me. You can enjoy your Amrit Vela. Suppose any day you woke up at 4:30. Still you must enjoy. In many cases, if Brahmins miss 1 hour, they miss another 23 hours too. Whole day depressed, discontent, unhappy, oh, we missed Amrit Vela. They forgot that they missed whole day. So if you miss 1 minute, you will not miss next minute. Many minutes are here to enjoy our life. Change your mentality. everything cannot be done what we wish to do. We know many things we miss every day. So whatever is missed, forget it. Enjoy whatever is here in front of you. Is it okay? So I am Master Almighty. I give you one another example. Example will be better for everyone. One sister teacher came to me, senior sister. She could not talk to anyone such private things, but she talked to me. One problem, that when Thursday comes, Bhog Day, I cannot remember Baba. I don't know why. A big disturbance in mind. I can't remember. On 2 days, I don't remember what were those days, I wake up at 3 o'clock, but I enjoy my yoga after 5 o'clock. I tried my best to do everything, because I give many suggestions in tapes, in magazines, I write many things. So she said that whatever you have suggested, I tried with everything, but I enjoyed after 5, not before 5. So she was a little bit depressed. What is wrong with me? So we must know yoga, enjoyment of yoga depends upon the state of our brain. When we get sleep at night, many things are blocked into our brain. And when we open, they are not open. When we wake up, they are not opened, so we don't enjoy. And 5 o'clock. I asked her, why 5? So she answered, she got bath, burus, clean everything, and mind became fresh. Then I enjoyed yoga. So we must not get fed up by having such experience. We must learn how to activate our brain in the morning. Because brain also keeps sleeping whole night, inactive. And there are many kinds of effect on our brain, subtle effects. Effect of our dinner, specifically. Effect of our sleep. Effect of our dreams. Effect of bad energy around us. Effect of our previous sins. So, we have to activate ourselves. So, method is, either you read a part of Avyakt Murli, or you listen Baba's voice, Avyakt Murli, or you come out from your room, listen any song, or have burus, clean your teeth. Why? The nerves from teeth directly go to our brain, direct connection. So if you rub, so it will become fresh. You can try with this. No, not long time, 3 minutes only. 3 minutes. Not for 3 hours, 3 minutes only. 3 minutes is sufficient, not 10 minutes. So, we must, why I am sharing such experience, be happy in all situations. Sometime, there are bad vibrations of the earth, they affect us. Sometime there are bad vibrations from many stars, they affect us. Unless we become powerful, then these things will be affecting us. But the day we become powerful, Master Almighty, we will affect them. We will influence all planets, all stars, earth vibrations. We can change everything. But we have to make ourselves powerful. Just as one astrologer told me one thing recently. Many Brahmin astrologers are here now in Gyan, many souls in India. Very good astrologers have become Brahmins. One man told me, when you sit in meditation, keep your mouth towards north and see your experience. I tried with this and I got good result. When mouth is in north direction, concentration is very powerful and easy. So, these are effects of the vibrations around us. We can take benefit from them, no difficulty. We can sit this way, that way, no problem. So we are Master Almighty. Do you believe that you are Master Almighty? Or your inner conscience will say no? What do you think? Now believe it. Sit in silence now for 2-3 minutes, and this way we can No, we are not ending now. It's a practice. Just see yourself a soul and give this thought to self, I am Master Almighty because Baba has given me all of his powers. Now visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. Almighty. His rays, his vibrations of might are going out, are going in whole soul world, everywhere. Great light is. Now his rays are coming down to me. I am receiving all mights from Baba. Om Shanti. Keep doing this practice. I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are with me. Remind yourself again and again, again and again. What I am teaching, I am making many experiments. With many Brahmin souls, I ask someone, do this practice for 108 times a day. And result by the night, wonderful. So, I remind you two great verses from Baba's Murlis. Two very great things Baba has mentioned. Those who are Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come to them. Those who become Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come on their way. Second thing, those who are Master Almighty, they can do everything. Underline this word, everything with the power of thought only. Wonderful thing. Therefore, I would ask you one thing. From today, do one thing. Do everything with thought power. Suppose, I give you some examples. Suppose, you know that when you go out from this class, one of your friend will be standing outside and will become very angry to you. Why you are late? I was waiting you for you for many, many minutes. You don't care for me. He will get angry. You know it. Create a thought. I am Master Almighty. See him soul and just give thought. He or she must be silent. Or talk to them. Be silent. Be peaceful. And see the result. Suppose your children are very naughty. Not allowing you to practice meditation in silence. They create something. I am Master Almighty. Do this practice. I am Master Almighty, Baba has given all of his powers to me. see your children in soul form and talk to them. Be silent. Be peaceful. Suppose a person got upset, very tense, you came to know. Practice this way. I am Master Almighty. Talk to them. Be peaceful. You are a great soul. Become free from tension. And you will see good result. These are little practice, but will give good experience, and by having such experience, you will get confidence in self, confidence in such things. Before you ask question, I want to give you homework for today's meeting, tomorrow's meeting, Baba's meeting. Would you do? So today, from now till night, I am Master Almighty. Baba has given me all of his powers. I am the embodiment of all godly powers. I am Master Almighty. At least 21 times today. Minimum 21 times. You can do 50 times too. 108 times too. Don't think that you don't experience anything. Forget experience. Think you have to do. You have to do. Practice will give you experience for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the best day for us, best day for Brahmins. And we all Brahmins consider always that we must enjoy that day, Baba's meeting and everything. So right from the morning, when you open your eyes tomorrow, just see this. That Baba is giving all of his rays of might to me. Just see Baba and rays are coming. A fountain is coming to me. And second thought, I am most fortunate in this world as God himself is coming down to see me, to bless me, to decorate me. I am most fortunate as God is coming down today. And then, second thing, beautiful, visualize that Shiva Baba is coming down. Slowly and slowly, he is coming down, coming down, coming down. He came in front of my eyes here. And all his rays, all rays are just coming to my face, to me. At least 25 times tomorrow till you go down to see Baba, you will enjoy very much. Baba is coming. So you will experience that not in the evening, but right from the morning. He is meeting with you. He is coming down to you. He is giving blessings to you. Do you like it? So do it. Now your question. Yes. Yes. Writing is also a good process. Just many cases of depression are being healed, cured. I suggested them. Just write down before going to bed, I am a great soul for 108 times. And experiences, they used to take two pills for sleep and they started to write, I am a great soul, great soul. And they wrote only 30-40 times and fell down. This was the experience. And within 2-3 days, depression gone. Forever. Such good experience. And philosophy is this. I am a great soul. When mind is completely focused on this thought, I am a great soul. So from soul, very good waves go to our brain. They open the blockage. And depression gone. So you can solve all of your problems with these two thoughts. I am a great soul. If you are lacking concentration, if there are many negative thoughts, waste thoughts in your mind, I am a great soul. If you don't enjoy this, keep writing. 108 times in the morning, 108 times evening. Do it for 7 days only and see your good experience. And to all problems of your life, you can practice, I am Master Almighty. And by being aware of this, you can do everything in your life with the power of thought. I do it many times in my daily routine. Suppose a person had appointment with me that 1 o'clock I will come to you, please see me. And suppose I cannot see him. I am busy somewhere. So I will have a thought. I am Master Almighty. He must come at 1:30. And he will come to me at 1:30. And will ask, I am sorry, I am late. I will say, no, you are not late. You are right. Okay? Om Shanti. So enjoy tomorrow, Baba's meeting. Enjoy your Brahmin life. And become fully happy and content. Om Shanti. Let us enjoy now Master Almighty and Baba's vibrations. Okay. Just visualize Sri Baba. Visualize Almighty. Clear visualization. Now feel that his vibrations are coming down to me. Just enjoy it. All powers of Baba are coming down to me. Om Shanti.